Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
You made it through all the starts and stops of your tech business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can count on a network of benefits to keep going, including access to over $1,000 in business and travel value annually. And thanks to 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you and your plugged-in engineers can get rewarded for working in the cloud. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Crypto confidence versus banking. Banking sector trust.
Yeah, the thing that I keep stressing is, man, there are billions of dollars of losses on the books of banks. No one has still rung the alarm about it. Maybe the Department of Efficiency will do so next year. But I think we're at a very interesting inflection point where people trust, like the JP Morgan, don't be mad, Bank of America, don't be mad. But the reason why, part of the reason why crypto took off so much is the trust in the banks are so low that people wanted an alternative currency to be able to look at. And I wonder, will they start to use crypto, the banks at scale, start to use them as collateral to offset these big ass losses that they have in the medium sized banks? Like, these banks have not recovered. Also too, the erosion of California is pretty damn scary. No one's talking about that. We have a sector that is melted down in mid-sized banks. So I'm wondering, at some point, will they ask for a bailout, invest that money into crypto, and then offset or hide those losses going into 2027 by doing that? But I think we're definitely at an inflection point where the people as a mass are tired of being taken advantage of by financial institutions.
And what I said before also was to have 10% of your holdings in Bitcoin. That was something years ago. In crypto.
Yeah.
So I still think that that's true. I think if you have a portfolio of investing, 10% should be in crypto. Now, if you want to do a little bit more, you can. But out of that 10%, 50% should be in Bitcoin, maybe a little bit higher. But and then the rest spread out amongst all coins. So yeah. Bitcoin should not be equal to all coin holdings, as far as, like, in my opinion, you shouldn't have the same amount of Bitcoin as you have Dogecoin. Like, you could have spread out across four different altcoins, but
yeah,
there's only one Bitcoin. So you gotta favor the winner and favor, you know, the most stable and the surest bet in this situation. So
and the most inflow from institutions.
Bitcoin for sure. Ethereum is a good second choice. Solana, Mike Novogratz talked about that. That's number four in a market cap, which is really number three when you look at the coins, because USD is number three. So Solana looks promising. Binance has always been there. That's a coin that actually, you know, is tied to an exchange. And XRP, we've talked about that one. Dogecoin. I don't know about Doge. ADA, another one that we've talked about before.
On the card. Charles, you got to innovate faster. I love you, but you got to innovate faster.
Then you start just going down these, you know, Tron and
rabbit hole, yeah.
Shiba Inu and all of these coins. Just you got to be careful with those, man. But 10 and 50 will be a good strategy for you. And if you want to be a little bit even more risky, maybe you want to do 20% of your portfolio in crypto.
Long-term hold, yep.
But it got to be at least half of that has to be in Bitcoin. At least half of it has to be in Bitcoin.
And Bitcoin is the original fractional share, right? Somebody was like, do I need 100,000? No. At that point, you're buying fractions of a Bitcoin. If you have 100,000 and obviously you purchased it, yes, you would own a Bitcoin, but you don't have to own a Bitcoin. You can have fractions of a Bitcoin. And so at that point, you're really looking at percentages, right? So if you're seeing percentage growth, if I started with 10,000, where can that 10,000 grow to as Bitcoin grows? So that's how you got to kind of look at it.
Yeah, I saw a video on Twitter of a guy who bought $30 a day for years. I think he ended up putting like 87,000 in. It ended up being like 1.1 million in terms of return. So same thing, dollar cost average. That's what I'm saying. Like the same lessons apply to every asset class. Just hold for a long period of time. Invest if you have conviction in a stock or asset, hold it for a long period of time. I don't know anybody that's held Bitcoin for a year and they were like, damn, I got the maximum gain versus holding for 4 years. Highest return on asset on the planet, if you're talking long term. Rinse and repeat, man. A lot of investing is just stopping the questions that are causing you to not execute. What platform? What about a Bitcoin derivative? What about... Bro, all the information is there. Same with stocks. Same with NVIDIA. Same with Apple. Same with Microsoft. AMD. But yeah. And going into this fifth year, we are going to elevate, though. If you miss out on the mastermind, that's on you. But I promise you, we're taking this thing to a higher level. Please don't miss out. Every country on earth, we came out and told you the assets to invest in, and we've seen the companies actually buy this shit in front of your eyes. Please don't miss out.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at the percentage gain of Bitcoin since its inception. I can't even read the percentage.
It's what products does MicroStrategy sell outside of acquisition of Bitcoin? Everybody put it in chat. To tell you how it's a genius play. But if companies are leaning on hoarding assets, including BlackRock, does not tell you that should traditionally be a hedge. Your CapEx should not be another person's product if you have a company. Amazing hedge, though. Y'all go give Kathy her credit, though. Her issue was, shout to her and everybody at ARK, too many funds and too much trading. Mike held his positions. Imagine if Kathy would have just held all of our Tesla, all of our NVIDIA. I tried to have a conversation with her after InvestFest. All of our Bitcoin.
Yeah.
The power of holding.
Yeah. Well, maybe a little bit more than 10%. Maybe you want to do 20%.
20%.
But 10. Yeah. But out of that 20%, 10% has to be in Bitcoin.
My boy Chris been on Twitter like, put all of it in. I'm like,
yeah.
That's my dog. Man, once you have conviction in the asset, go on it. You guys have done it with media. Like, the lessons are there. You guys have seen us build business in front of you. You've seen the thesis play out. Great. hold for the long term. Put, you may not like my 40% number. What percentage is Michael putting in the Bitcoin of his company? Take me out of it. Maybe I'll meet the threshold that you need for financial freedom, even though I'm free. Let's go to Michael. How much of Bitcoin is he putting into his company? What percentage revenue?
And then leveraging as their appreciation goes
like
up.
Like crazy.
But you still have to follow the same principles. Don't buy at all-time highs. Dollar cost average. Vitally important. Buy the top ones. Don't just go searching down to no-name coins because...
Walton Chain Coin.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Be careful. Come Rocket. Not a good one. Leave it alone. Stop.
Hold for long term.
Yes.
Same rules apply here.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, you have the card that helps you do more of what you love. Like a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And with 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, going the extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.